Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. Back on another edition of Needing Unfiltered with myself, Kenyon Martin, and your co-host, yours truly,
JD Kiss. You know what it is, Needing Unfiltered. Yes. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we had to take a little time off, man. Had some personal issues to deal with. Me and my man back in the building, ready to do this thing, bring it back live for you.
Yes, sir.
We hadn't spoken a couple weeks, man, but I know you attended the service at DMX, of course.
That's your brother. Want to give a big special condolences and shout outs and prayers, and we going to keep his legacy going for X. Also, a big shout out, prayers, condolences to the family of Black Rob. I attended his services a couple days ago. Prayers and condolences to the family of Shock G, you know, pioneer for putting Tupac, to bringing us Tupac and a whole bunch of other hot music. He was a musical genius. And just prayers and condolences to all of their families and kids and loved ones. And we just going to try to keep the legacy going for all three of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then friend of mine, a guy who I used to use for security, but we became friends. We was talking about doing some business together. I'm Shamir down in Miami, man. At Shadow Group Protection. Shamir passed away, man. His service was recent as well. So I'd like to say
prayers and condolences to his family as well.
Man, his family, his kids. Yeah, man. So just a lot going on, bro. But it's tough times all around, man. But hopefully everybody on your end doing better, man, doing well. Yeah. So let's, like you said, let's keep their legacies alive, man. So what's been new with your brother, man? You know, so besides that, I see you gearing up for these New York Knicks and Brooklyn Nets playoff run, or you?
It's beautiful energy in the city right now on the basketball tip. The Knicks are playing, you know, I think they shocked everybody. Nobody expected them to be playing like this. Brooklyn, you know what they got with the big three. Yeah. Hopefully Harden to come back sooner than later. And we're going to see what we got cooking for the playoffs.
All right. No, it should be interesting, man. That's biggest issue for me is this playoff situation, like this play-in situation.
The play-in.
I think that shit bogus, man. I think it's whack. I think it's dumb. Like LeBron said, whoever made up that shit need to be fired. I don't understand it. Like, I understand if you got like two teams, like they eighth and ninth, and they got similar, like, or the same record, or they won game separated.
Let them play one game to see.
Let them play a one or two game or a three game little mini series and then see who come out on top of that. But having 14 like that makes absolutely no sense.
No, what it like, is a money play, man. He's stretching it out.
Definitely. They're trying to make up for last year. They're trying to make up for the bubble, not having fans in the stands and all that stuff. So they're trying to make up for that aspect. Yeah, like, so now you got the first team sitting around wondering who they going to play. Well, unless you 3-6, then, 4-5 and 3-6 know who they going to play. Mm-hmm. So you got 1-2 just sitting around in limbo, like, how they prepare. You know what I'm saying? How you get prepared? Because normally you got an idea of who you're going to play in the first round. So how That's you crazy. Get prepared? How you get prepared? You know what I'm saying? So you got to prepare for two teams? Three teams? Like, that's like, how? Like they didn't think this should through, I don't think. I think that it was an idea. They thought about the money and they didn't put no thought towards it. Like let's run with this. Like, see how it go.
If they keep that going, one of these years, a team that don't even belong in the playoffs is going to make it further than they should have made it.
They'll end up winning it because they're going to get hot.
End up winning. They're going to catch momentum, that streak, and they're going to put some sense in people home.
Some crazy going to happen. Number one seed or somebody major player is going to get hurt in the first, second game of the series. Yep. Change the momentum. Like, all kind of shit can happen. You know what I'm saying? And then they're going to be scratching their head wondering, like, They might wasn't supposed to be
so smart like, to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like it could happen this year. Like it could very well much happen this year. I'm saying you don't wish nobody go down or nothing, but LeBron ain't all the way right now. But if he is, and they in the what seventh spot, what they fifth right now, and if he questionable, like you know, nobody trying to have them in no play-in situation or like I just yeah, man, it's
don't make no sense.
Nah, it's tricky, man. Like it's tricky. Like 7 through 10, like you gotta. Like, that's what you plan for. You plan to be within that top eight. Like, because if you're in the top eight, that. Then you got a chance.
We all knew that. We all knew
you
that.
Had a chance. Like, yeah. If you're in the top eight, you got a chance. So now you're planning on being in the top 10. Like, that just, like, that set up for mediocrity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to be above 500 to have a chance to make the playoffs. Like, before, if you was eight, like, you was right around 500 or a few games above. Like, you wasn't under unless you was in the East.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only when you got two or three teams that's under 500 making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's teams just striving to be in the top 10 because they're going to give you an
opportunity. All you got to do is float now. All you got to do is float around the surface.
You don't even got to
scratch the surface. Yeah, just float around.
Yeah, just tread water for a little while. Just tread water for 82 games. Man, they didn't think that shit through, man. Oh, speaking of the homie, our guy, Youngin, Mello, top 10 all-time
scoring. Shout out to little bro Mello for doing your numbers. They counted you out. I never counted you out, baby.
Yeah, nah, that's dope, man. They gave him a game ball. And, yo, it's a lot of buckets in between, man. Like, I witnessed a lot of buckets. Like, with these two eyes here, I seen a whole lot of people get their work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't see him 33 and a quarter, 62 in a game. Him and LeBron's epic game in Cleveland. They was going back and forth guarding one another, and they was taking it personal. Like, and Melo was like whole list. Like, I know you, but everybody think you that guy. But I do this. You know, I witnessed that, man. I seen him grow up, man. But nah, it's a testament, man, to his hard work and dedication to his craft, to his body, to his belief, not giving in within himself, man, not listening to the naysayers when they said it was over. Given an opportunity again in Portland, man, to breathe again. And he's doing that, man. So nah, you
shout out to Mello.
Yeah, man, like that's super dope. Like I'm so happy for him. And at this rate, he got a couple more years in it. I'm saying if he want to, I'm saying if Portland want to have him back, like I think he can go a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't asking him to play big minutes. Come in, do what you do. I'm saying come get us them 14 to 20 a night. And if you own, you own. If you're not, then we got these Derrick Jones and Robert Covingtons and Powell over here now, you know what I'm saying? Norman Powell over now, you know what I'm saying? You can take the night off, old man, you know what I'm saying? We got you for a night, you know what I'm saying? But we don't need you the next one, you know what I'm saying? We got you, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, because you know early on, like, yeah, but nah, man, he's still out here, that foot, listen, I be telling my son, I be telling KJ, yo, watch that man footwork.
Crazy.
Like, just watch it. Like, he out there dancing, like, hey, dance champ, like we used to be on the bench, like me and Chucky Atkins used to be over on the bench in Denver. Like Chucky got me started saying, dance champ, like hey, making them puppies move, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, but nah, I think it's an amazing accomplishment, man, and more to come for him. So, because they right now they're in seventh, so they're in a play-in situation. So,
yeah.
Like, don't nobody want to see Dame Little and them and see the in no play-in situation.
They want to see them in it. Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they want them to already be established, like, so they can go out. Just a rap. Imagine right now, a 7-2 matchup. Phoenix, Portland. First round. Ratings out of the roof.
Out of the roof is an understatement. Everybody's tuning in to that whole series.
D-Book. CP, Dane, CJ. And then you throw Youngin and I throw Mello in the mix. People want to see the – come on, man.
They want to see that. They want to see. Yeah. They definitely want to see that.
Yeah.
They're stretching it out.
And Portland and been messing. I mean, Phoenix been messing around with number one all season. And people don't want to see Steph right now. Then eighth.
They would
people
love it.
Want to see Steph in the playoffs.
Love it.
They want to see him in the playoffs against Utah and see it could possibly be an upset because
that's a fact. Lord, everybody know that.
The way he playing right now,
crazy.
The way that little light skinned boy playing right now. Hey, I just saw him in person the other day and I heard him tell one of the dudes at the game because I'm finishing 23s. In the game, he came out the first half. He was quiet. He had eight. Listen, came out firing that thing. Down here in Houston, I'm in Houston right now. I went to the game the other day. Let's fire that thing. So told the dude, I'm about to shoot 20 of them.
See? So that's insane.
I said, dude, like, yo, did he just say you about to shoot 20 of them? He was like, yep. I'm like, yes.
That's crazy.
Like, he feeling it. Like, he in one of them zones, man, that not too many people can get in. Like, mm-hmm. It's a special kind. Like, him, Dame, Melo, Kobe, God rest his soul, Mike.
Book can get in that zone.
Katie, like, yeah, D-Book can. Yeah, he went out there and put up some.
Yeah, he put up 70 last year,
Yeah. Speaking of scoring, Jason Tatum.
Tatum dropped a 60 piece. I was just about to tell you about that, man. That young fella is mean out there. And he's still just a baby. Yeah, he's a baby.
Yo, his pat sidestep is
it's crazy.
It's effortless. Yo, his game smooth. Yeah. Yeah, I like his game. implement that. Like, he been doing that since like high school. Like scoring like that has been like a gift for him.
He from
like,
the Lou. Like, my man know his pop. My man know his dad. So he told me
he got that mellow. He got that like mellow in him, like where it's effortless, man. He's been doing it for a long time and he's gonna continue to do it.
Comes repetitive, yep.
Yeah, nah, he nice. Like, scoring. The other day I missed the game, but I looked up the highlights and saw the stats. That Brooklyn-Milwaukee game the other night. KD went for 42, Giannis went for 48.
Oh yeah, they was going at it. I won some money on that game. I bet on Brooklyn. They lost, but I had them plus 5 points, so I won a couple dollars.
All right. Do you do the overs and unders and all that?
Yeah, I do overs and unders.
Okay.
I took the over and under the Lakers last night and lost. Should have knew they wasn't going to put no points up last night.
Yeah, not without Bron out day to day with that ankle. Gonna be interesting, man. If he ain't right, but I missed that game, man. I'm mad. That KD and Giannis, man. I looked up the stat. I'm like,
they was going at it.
Eating with my wife, and I'm like, them boys battle. saw your Knicks play the other day. They played Houston. Saw Julius Randle, seen him play on TV, but I hadn't seen him play in person yet since he's been on his newfound freedom and offensive explosion. His confidence is at an all-time high, more than anything. He's been working, but some of the shit he was shooting, I'm like, boy, you wouldn't have dare shot that shit like a couple years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you can tell he's been working, but his confidence is like
it's up there,
like out the roof. He boom, 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 step back in front of the Rockets bench in the deep corner.
I seen that. That's like, the highlight they've been showing. Yeah, crazy.
Like boom, 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 step back in the deep corner. I was like, you wouldn't have dare thought of doing that. But to his testament, he got the freedom. Like Tibbs then gave him the freedom to go out there, join and you show me you work on it, I'm gonna put the ball in your hand. Mm-hmm. And them boys out there defending.
That's what it is. They bought like in the Tibbs system.
KJ was like, yo, man, them boys was everywhere. Like every time I roll, they tag, they got out to the corner, they contesting shots. Like that's what good defense look like. Mm-hmm. Like they don't switch everything. They only switch out of necessity. They don't switch just because. Mm-hmm. Like they out there joint keeping the ball in front of them and helping and tagging and down and picking rolls and forcing you left and right, knowing your tendencies and all that. Like, that's what good defensive teams
do. A Thibodeau system right there.
Right. I told KJ, that man was the defensive planner when Boston won championships and so forth. And, like, he know what he doing, man. Like, mm-hmm. he's a defensive mind. But, they defending that Julius Randle's playing out his absolute mind.
Just happy to see them not stinking up the place for.
Yeah.
Finally.
I don't know if you saw KJ went up. Our young rookie Obi went up, try to do that thing.
Get it no out of
shoot,
there.
No shoot for you. Yo, KJ meet him at the top. Get that.
No doubt.
Let me get that. Like, I'm like, yo, I told him after the game, man, you ain't got no fear. Like, because most dudes that jump with him second get dunked on.
Mm-hmm.
KJ, wait till you get the top of your jump and meet you there.
I see you up
like,
there.
Who does, like, who does, the, like, wait till you get
take
to the
steps. Yeah. I'll take the elevator. I'll meet you out there.
Yeah. Yo, I'll be like, yo. I'm like, boy, like that's impressive, man.
Doubt.
Like everybody, like he ain't like it ain't not a person in the league. Like he got a few people on the list. He ain't got a chance to go out and play against yet. I let him do that, and then we'll talk about it. But I don't want nobody to put no target on my boy back.
No doubt, like, no doubt.
Yeah, but nah, he out there like he affecting like KJ affecting like people's decisions now, and I'm seeing it. Like when they drive in a certain situation, like they peeping over their shoulder to see if he like
see if he around. Man. Yeah, gotta make sure he ain't in the area. Yeah. Good man. Shout out to like, nephew, yo. Man.
Yeah,
he got that like, heart yo. Though. I told you, he got that dog in him.
Dog, man. Like ain't no fear, man. Like,
yeah, that's something you gotta have it in you. It can't be on you. It gotta be in you.
He'd be out there joint running around like a young gazelle, just striding out, running all fast. And I'm like, yo, man. He'd be moving. I'm like, yo.
No, that's a beautiful feeling, man. I know you got to be so proud of him, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just text him out of the blue every now and again, man. Just tell him, man, I'm fucking proud of you, kid.
Mm-hmm. Like,
this is approach.
Yeah.
Like, this is approach to it. I'm like, yo. Like you want it. You want to go out and compete, want to be better, and want to learn about it, man. So tough spot right now. Yeah, hopefully they can go out and get some help. They desperately need it in a lot of areas, man. But
they're gonna be all right, hard. Man. They got a nice group.
I'm saying majority of the young guys, I'm saying they get it, they play hard. I like some of the older additions if they can keep some of them guys around. I like Kelly Olynyk. I like the way Avery Bradley approached the game. I like DJ Augustine. Like I've always been a DJ Augustine fan. So we'll see, man. Some of the moves they made, but they ain't nowhere near. So yeah, we got some. Ooh, if my wish can come true, I just looked at it and I overlooked it. 4-5 matchup in the West. First round.
Who's that?
Lakers Clippers.
Wow. The Lakers got to win a few games though, right?
Am I evil for that? No, they ain't fit. No, Lakers in fifth right now.
Oh, they in fifth. And Clippers is in fourth.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Your wish might be able to come true.
Hey.
That would make great TV.
Oh, and people in LA will be on edge because everybody think they gonna win it. Like they think either the Lakers or the Clippers gonna win it. Like that's like what now
one of them is getting out of here early.
Early.
The process of elimination.
Ooh, baby.
Oh man, that'd be Illmatic.
Oh yeah, that'll be even better, but it ain't gonna happen. And if Brooklyn and the Knicks could play in the first round, like that'll be insane.
During the playoffs, we should be able to go to some of these games to get some.
You'd be able to go. Yeah, some seats you got to get tested. Like, I don't know how they're doing in other places, but like.
Yeah, I don't mind that, but I'm saying for the show, we got to.
For the show.
I got to use my media strip.
Definitely get us a media pass and go to a couple of these games.
I've been using my artist rapper strip. I want to use my media strip now for it.
Get you that media pass, baby. Last year, that's what Bonds and them did for to go to the game and all that stuff, to go to All-Star game and dunk contest and all that shit. Yeah, they had a media pass. So they was down there just mingling and like that.
I wanna tap into that world.
Already. Right. So let's definitely look into that. I think, that's doable. Mm-hmm. I think I might know a couple, 2-3 people over there.
I'm sure you know some of them faces are familiar.
Yeah, definitely. I know a couple, 2-3.
If not all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's going to be dope, man. The playoffs going to be fun. But I'm not looking forward to that play-in situation. Not at all.
Not to get off the subject, but what you think about the NFL draft, 5 quarterbacks in the first round.
Need it. Like, some of these franchises have been struggling and try to find one and thinking they got one. And
I think the same way the game changed in the NBA is changing. Mm-hmm. It's changing like that in the NFL. And not only are
Black quarterbacks being evaluated different now. I think white quarterbacks being evaluated different now too. I'm saying you just can't be a statue.
Quarterback in general. You gotta be able to move now. They took the picket fence away. You're not to be here.
Just like Josh Allen in Buffalo.
Facts. He got it all.
You're gonna need it all.
Facts.
Yeah. So now they ain't just looking at you gotta be a 6'4", 6'5" guy with a cannon of an arm that certain good kind accuracy. Of hand.
You gotta be able to move your ass back there, or you can't play.
Because they coming now, they find out different weed skin, and these boys coming off this edge faster,
lightning,
and faster. And now we got interior guys who we can't block. So now you got to be able to really get out of the way. So
that's a fact.
Yeah, no, I think it's dope, man, that they doing it. And then they're not just looking at guys' height. They're looking at your actual ability. Giving guys like Kyler Murray a chance.
I love it.
Smaller guys like opportunity to play the position, man, because guys have been overlooked for so long because of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But they could play. So
I love it. I love how the game is evolving. Basketball, football. Yeah. Sports in general.
You know, I just tend to think now, what if, Michael Vick was around now and he worked on his craft? Oh, my God. Read option? Oh, my God.
At least bring him back for a coach. Let him show. Yeah. Let Mike Vick coach one and let him be the quarterback coach at one of these big franchises, man. That's what it's coming to.
Look here, Jack. Boy, that's special.
Special's an understatement.
Yeah.
And he just ran a 40 the other day, some crazy numbers. That other day, he just did something crazy to show him he still got it.
Yeah, that's dope. Tight end went top 5. Mm. Kid from Florida went top 5. That was surprising, but I guess they say he's the next one.
Tight end position has evolved also.
Have wide receiver ability, but you big like tight ends.
Big, you can block and get out there, move, got hands.
Yeah. My Cowboys took 6 straight defensive players. I was happy to see that. At least they paying attention. We got enough on that side of the ball. They wanted Patrick Surtain or is it Joe Horn? His son
went to,
went to South Carolina, was a cornerback. Yeah, so I guess they had two cornerbacks there. Yeah, both of them was gone before the Cowboys picked at 10. So they traded back and got another extra third round pick from Philly. And drafted, I guess, the linebacker they drafted from Penn State is like that. So then when he got a cornerback, when he got some LSU breed, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, when he got some guys come from some of these high major universities that's played at the highest level. Saying, so looking forward to it, see what these sour ass Cowboys gonna do this year, man.
Should be a good season.
Yeah. See if we can go out here and win this NFC least. You know, that's by far the worst division in football.
So with Dak, his recovery, he's good?
He's good. Yeah, okay. He'd be ready for training camp, good to go.
No doubt.
Yeah, I guess it was just a break, man. So they had to go in there and do the surgery right away, clean break, go in there and put it back, stabilizing. Yeah, and get to the rehab process. Good thing is, he's young. It's a bad injury, but he's young, strong, like got good medical down there in Dallas. From what I hear, it's top of the line.
He looked like the type of young fella that ain't going to miss a rehab. A session anyway. No, he gonna do everything in action.
And he was trying to get that bag, so he was doing whatever he could do. You know what I'm saying? Like, two, 3 days in this joint, like doing whatever I can to let y'all know that I'm making it bad. I'm putting everything I can into this. So that's what you got to do now. But with injuries and stuff like that, that's what you got to do though, kids. Like if you ever plan on playing again, like you gotta approach it and attack it in the same way you do your craft. Like in the same way he throwing all them passes, them routes, that timing and all that, you better put that same energy and some into that rehab process. Because if you half-ass it,
be right back on the table.
Yeah, trust me. Been there, done it. Yeah, been there, done that shit. So, yeah, there ain't nothing fun about it. Like, that bitch overcompensating and hurt yourself even further, man. So he did it the right way, took his time, man. So I'm looking forward to seeing what these sour ass Cowboys gonna do, man. I won't have some be down here in Houston. I damn sure ain't gonna trip for the Texans. So the Texas team, but through and through, you know what I'm saying? I'm that other blue. The Texas blue cool, that Houston Texans blue cool, but I need that star, baby.
Need the other blue with the silver stars on it, huh?
Yeah, buddy. I know I'm rambling, but on another note, did you see the story about the boxer down there? I think it's Puerto Rico. Found out his old girl was pregnant. Like, she told her mom, like, she was going to go meet with him and tell him that she was pregnant and all that. Next thing you know, they didn't found the girl body. Tied her hands behind her back, threw off a bridge, a center block on her ankles, all kind of nut shit, man.
He did that in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, like if I'm not
mistaken. She was pregnant by somebody else?
No, with his kid.
And he didn't want it to the point that he did all that shit?
Yeah, Jack. Yeah, I'm like, dude, it ain't. Boy, you didn't. I'm like, boy, motherfuckers out here absolutely crazy, man.
That's insane. That's crazy. He took it then.
All the way there.
He took it then.
Yeah, they say he flipped. Like, man, you can't lose it that bad, bro. Like, right. Over that. Like, yeah, I'm just be flipping through shit, like just reading stuff. But like, came across my timeline, I was like, whoa, I read into it a little bit. I'm like, yeah. I guess the last person she talked to was her mother. She told her mother, like, he was coming over so they can talk about. Like she was gonna inform him that she was pregnant. You know, my mama told her don't. She like, cause he already threatened to kill you once before. Like,
well, should have listened to mama love, man.
Yeah, Jack.
You gotta listen to mama love.
Yeah, buddy. God, you better. But it's not. Yeah, I don't know. I don't wish nothing bad on me.
That's crazy. Tied the hand behind the back, tied center blocks on the feet. No.
Yeah, too much TV.
He was different. Yeah, he was different.
Yeah, too many John Wick movies and Die Hards and shit.
Yeah, but, he was Netflixing too much.
No, I'm saying definitely was.
He was doing too many.
And hey, Netflix and no chill.
No like, chill. Man, he wasn't chilling. No That's chill. What I was about to say. He wasn't chilling. He was doing more Netflix.
No chill whatsoever. Like, he flipping Crazy. Through all crime shows. Like, I'm like, bad business there, Jack. Speaking of Netflix, I'm saying, what you watching new? Anything new you watching, man? Anything you, any shows, anything like that?
The last movies I was just watching coming back from a little road trip yesterday, I watched the Michael B. Jordan movie.
Yeah.
Without exactly Remorse.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, right? I like it.
Thinking,
I thought it was a little bit crazy.
Yeah, like they had some him of them doing some,
yeah, they had him doing some ill shit on there.
Like the holding the water in, running the car off the bridge. And
yeah, he was doing some crazy shit.
That I'm going to make it quick. You know, so you're going to say her name. Her name was Pam. And you're going to say her name before you die.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I just watched it till like 2 days ago myself. Yeah, so it's fresh on my brain. You know, I literally just watched it. Movie Denzel, The Little Things.
I got to check that out.
Check it out. Yeah, Denzel did his thing. Like, it's one of them. Like, it's a good flick. You know what I'm saying? He ex-detective, now he's a sheriff in the next town over. But you got to check it out, though.
Check out Nobody. Did you check that out? It's a joint called Nobody.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw the clips for it. So, you know what? I'll watch that tonight when I'm having a session.
You got to check that out. That joint is ill.
Did you ever get in a money heist?
Yeah, I caught it.
Did you watch the fourth act?
Nah, I didn't catch the last. I didn't catch fourth.
It's on now. It's on now, and I'm on episode 3 of the fourth act. So, yeah.
Oh, I got to check that out. I got to get into that because I was watching that heavy. Money heist, crazy.
Yeah, so it's in the fourth act now. So it's I'm on episode 3.
Check that. I'm gonna get into that.
Definitely. Yeah. So what else? Yeah. I watched some. What else did I watch the other day? Was it SAS Red Notice? So, some government espionage. Sent somebody on a mission. Yeah, it was something crazy shit I was watching. probably Little Things I watched, Without Remorse joint.
I gotta check that Little Things out.
Denzel, it was all right. It was a good flick.
Check that out.
It was a good flick, man. So, yeah, man. I think that's it, man. We got, this hoop. I'm looking forward to the playoffs, man. But yeah, let's see what this play-in gonna be like, man.
We're gonna have a lot to talk about. I can already tell. Somebody gonna get the broom.
Yeah. So like I said before, I don't know if I'm down here in Houston, bro. Like, I'm from Dallas. Spent a little time down here, but like I knew like Texas was known for food. But it's so much food here, man.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable, man. Like, you ever been to the Turkey Leg Hut spot down here?
Nah, it's crazy.
You gotta go. Like, we went the other day for the first time on Wednesday. Well, last week we went Wednesday. We went again on Friday. Yo, I got something different. Yo, I got so much food the first time, man. I was like, yo, this is ridiculous. Like, they stuffed the turkey legs with dirty rice, dirty rice, all kind of like, the damn bone of the turkey leg, you can just pull it out. Like, just pull it out, like it's on the plate.
It's coming off like.
You these three. Grab the ear and enjoy it. Yo. And you can go through and pick each individual small bone throughout the turkey leg as you're eating it. Like, you can go through and the joints just come right out, man. Like, it's like unbelievable.
Hell. That's crazy.
You got these bowls of macaroni and cheese. Like, you like my, like the first time I got like fettuccine, like the turkey leg was stuffed with dirty rice, fettuccine sauce and shrimp on it.
They took it, man.
KJ had crawfish and macaroni stuffed with like dirty rice. Then we got another jerk turkey leg. They put jerks, they jerk it. Yo.
You went turkey leg crazy over there.
They got hot lemon pepper joint you can get. They got, yo. So like when I go to Disney World and all that shit, like we go to the turkey leg spot at the end, like at each day of the tour. Like when I go to Disney, I go by the turkey legs, like little shack, get about 4 or 5 turkey legs to go when I'm there. So take them back to the crib, and get a little rental house, take them back to the crib and throw them in the mic. I throw them in the oven for about a little bit longer, throw some moisture on them joints, season them up, let them get real, yeah, man. Real fat boy shit, man. I be saying that shit to people, they be like, fat boy, they look at my figure, I be like, listen, I'm a fat boy heart. Like, don't let this figure fool you. Like, don't let this.
You're cheating because you can eat like that and you won't get fat.
Yeah. Yeah, let this slimness, but then I feel horrible. I ain't had my Peloton in a week. So I've been eating all that bullshit and I ain't rode my bike. So now I ain't gained, but I feel like I have.
Feel like you gained.
Oh, because yeah. Because listen. Oh, so my system broke like Coach K. It's like the best system in the game. Like we call my partner DeMar, like DJ, like DeMar Johnson, we call him Coach K. Like this nigga's digestive system is the best in the game. Yeah, but I'm an advocate for fat food, and they lying down the block, like everything is bigger in Texas, man, and they ain't lying, like, y'all, listen, yeah, gotta get you down here.
Definitely coming down. Shout out to H-Town, I'll be down there real soon for a while. Eat some good food.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Another edition of Meeting Unfiltered in the books.
That's right.
Be safe out here.
No, it ain't right.
If wash your hands. Get vaccinated. Get your vaccine, baby. Y'all be safe out here, man. Another edition in the books.
No. Ain't official with two.
Check it.